Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
His name is Joe.
Instead of fighting with these people, what I do is I throw stats at them. Let them go with it.
The Adventures of Joe.
But I've actually even got to the point now when somebody starts arguing with me, prove your facts. I go, now.
All right, what do you say, Joe? What do you say to that?
You didn't prove yours. Mine you can find at the CDC or on the FBI website. You need to do your own homework. Because when you spoon feed them, even when you do that, they tell you you're wrong, even though they have nothing to back it up with. Just like AOC. Nothing.
Hey, Joe.
It hadn't been forgotten, Joe.
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
It's the Joe Messina Show.
Another session of sanity right here on the Joe Messina Show. Always a pleasure to help have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Brad Dinkins, Pacific Justice Institute, joins me sometime after the break. I hope we get a hold of him. Anyway, always looking at some of the things that are going on in the legal world and what your rights are, how you can protect your rights. I got to tell you something. Some of you have written me, you know, sent me emails or written me. Listen to me, I'm 100 years old here. And basically, you want to know, you know, with everything going on, is anybody following the Constitution anymore? You know, what kind of a chance do we have when you look at what's going on out there and whether or not our, you know, judges, well, we know the DAs aren't, right? Anybody with me on this one? We know the DAs aren't doing what they're supposed to be doing. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Always a pleasure. And we do appreciate the time that you're spending with us. Anyhow, who can you call for help? Now, Brad Dinkins and team at Pacific Justice Institute, when you look at some of the rules or some of the cases that they're taking on, I would love to lay out what's happened over the years when he first started coming on the show, when we first started talking about some of the cases that he was taking on, where he is today. You know, where he is today, with funny thing about it, again, he's going to court and protecting people for their freedom of speech rights, freedom of practicing their religion. You know, and that's a big deal. In all sincerity, it's grown tremendously. He's up to 27, is it 20? Yeah, 27 offices, give or take. He wasn't there before when we first met. Anyway, again, 855, if you got any questions, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Send me an email, joe@therealside.com, joe@therealside.com. If you have any questions for him. Hey, you know, I can't speak to the beer itself if you're a beer drinker. Have you guys checked out that Conservative Dads, Ultra Right Beer? I mean, they're shipping it to you. I don't know how much it costs yet. I'm trying to get a hold of them and see if I can get you a Joe deal. I'd be very curious because they claim, and I'm sure somebody will check into it, but they claim that, you know, they're on your side, money that they make and what have you will go to conservative issues. Just like with Mike Lindell when I tell you to go over to MyPillow.com. All right. You know, it's about time that we've seen this kind of thing happen. We have a pastor that walked out after a Christian Reformed Church Synod passes what they're calling, and I love this, They call this anti-LGBTQ resolutions or rules. Now, that denotes, when you say anti, when you say anti-abortion, yeah, I'm against abortion. Totally against it. Right? But when you say anti-LGBTQ, it sounds like you're against the people, the person. And that's not true in the Christian world. And when the Christian Reformed Church Synod, a gathering gathered of church officials and delegates, they passed a resolution condemning gays and lesbians and requiring them to confess it as a sin, as well as requiring members who oppose same-sex marriages to remain a member. Now, one pastor gave a short, impassioned speech before walking out. Now, I don't know what the, you know, when you talk about membership or what have you, I don't know what that entails at this particular church. I couldn't find it on their website. But the deal is, in any Christian organization, your Catholic Church included in this, when you have scripture that specifically speaks against something, you can't promote it or accept it from the pulpit. Now, it's different when you're talking about the congregation, people showing up. Because as some pastors have put it, which I agree with the mindset, the church is like the laundromat. You come there to help get cleaned up. You come there to understand how to get cleaned up, if you would. Right? Delegate Dave Strzok from Grand Rapids, Michigan, announced to the group that he was leaving to protest on behalf of the pain that was caused to so many LGBT. Now, are they talking about throwing these people out of the church? Right? No, seriously. Because if that's the case, you know, if you don't deny those people the right to come hear God's word, you never do. You actually don't deny really anybody the right to hear that. CEO John Adams learned the hard way about half of his employees are people of color and or queer after he took on the Black Lives Matter sign and pride flags. He had joined delegates from other congregations to delay a church resolution that is deeply unpopular with younger members. Interesting, huh? No, no, really, seriously. Funny how it's, you're going to say the old folks are stuck in their ways and they don't understand, but the younger members want to interject or insert what they believe to be true, not from scripture, but from their brain. Doesn't work that way. Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. That's 800-876-4024.
Okay, I'm talking funny because I'm in the Witness Protection Program. I have too much credit card debt and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. Call 800-504-8356. 800-504-8356. That's 800-504-8356.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. ParanormalDate.com. And use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Austin Powers always defeats me because he has Joe. The life force, the essence, the right stuff. What the French call a certain, I don't know what.
We are back. Joe Bacini, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged. Truly be part of the conversation, right? I mean, that's how you get informed. You become part of the conversation. You learn. You listen. Don't be a hard head like Joe Messina. And you learn, and that's how you find out what's going on. That's how you make things right, make things easier. Okay, let me just bring him on because I got so much I need to talk to with this guy. Brad Dacus joins us. He's the founder of Pacific Justice Institute, a great organization that helps protect your rights across the country, and man, what a job that is, Brad.
Yeah, you're right. It's pretty busy. That's for sure.
I was talking about you in the first segment. You'll have to go back and listen to all the nasty things I said. But I said when you and I first started talking, the different. First of all, you've got three times as many offices, but. The difference now is the cases that you're handling, from religious freedoms. Now you're all over parental rights with their kids in education. It's a big deal.
Yeah, yeah. It's they go in waves. It's really interesting. And we ride the waves.
Yep.
We don't ignore any of them. We ride every one of them that comes. And you know, we had the wave before the pandemic. One of the first waves we had were churches being denied use permits and concerted efforts to keep churches and synagogues. We had great victories there, pushed that one back. Then we had criminal prosecutions coming down against ministers in cities and blue states and blue cities across the country who wanted to publicly evangelize. Boom, we pushed back, took on every one of those, had victory after victory. Then we had the churches and synagogues shut down by the government, the pandemic, unreasonably in blue states.
Got
the Supreme Court decision on that. And then one of the latest ones we had was, the vax mandates that were costing people of faith, hundreds of thousands of them, their jobs, people in the military, students wanting to get their nursing degree and, doctors going to med school. I mean, it was insane. We stepped up. We led the nation on that. And, of course, now recently, one of the latest waves we're pushing back on aggressively is the pronoun mandates by companies and schools. Schools hiding and lying to parents about their children who have confusion and dysphoria and things like that. We're really going very aggressively and taking those cases on across the country. And so people may get frustrated, but they should at least be at a peace knowing that there's someone out there, Pacific Justice Institute, who's actually hitting these and hitting them hard and hitting them head on as they come. And we intend to continue doing so.
The problem the challenge isn't with you guys, but the amount of time it takes to make these things happen could be devastating to a young man or a young woman going through this. And, you were talking a few minutes ago, the vaccine issues. I don't know if you read the latest report, but the cardiac issues for young people between 12 and 19 have increased, ready for this one, 13,000%. Not a made-up number. It comes from the CDC. So if you peg that back, it comes from the VAR system. They actually pulled it down from there. So if you peg that or tie that or link that to the actual vaccines, truly, what's your legal recourse as a young person? I mean, this is going to be with them for life.
Yeah, it probably will. And unfortunately, it's not a mild issue. It's a major one. It's a serious one that will result, unfortunately, in early deaths to varying degrees for, I would say, probably the majority of those who have the myocarditis, heart condition or similar heart conditions that are directly linked with the coronavirus vaccines. The legal remedies, they can, of course, file with the CDC. There's a fund set up for those who are injured because of vaccines. Unfortunately, the CDC is still, at least up until recently, is in complete denial that these were in any way the result of the COVID vaccines. That's, of course, a huge tragedy. The other remedy is to possibly challenge the pharmaceutical companies and being able to prove up through discovery that they knew and had awareness or should have known that this was an actual side effect, and they didn't disclose it. They didn't disclose the risk. They can be immune from, general liabilities for vaccines that don't work for some people. That's what the fund's set up for. They're not immune for overtly not disclosing something that would have prevented a harm to someone. So that's not a part of the immunity, and they can go. That's a possible.
But how do you really prove that they knew there could be an issue? Okay, I mean that's got to be a really tough one to hammer home.
Yeah, well, like for example, through the Freedom of Information Act, it was disclosed by Pfizer. They didn't want to. They wanted to hold off for like 75 years. Said, "Oh, we can't get this information."
Yep.
We know why, because they knew darn well they had information that was going to implicate them for some hideous things that they did during this whole process. And one of the things that shows that in one of their trials that they were doing to expeditiously get this approved to be distributed, it showed that women who are pregnant in their first trimester, okay, that 26 out of 34 who were pregnant in the first trimester when they were given this Pfizer vaccine miscarried.
No.
That is not normal for women who are in their first trimester of pregnancy to miscarry, the majority of them to miscarry. We know that. That's indisputable. So they should have disclosed that. They didn't disclose that. So that's a possible lawsuit down the road. I think we're going to see probably a, you know, personal injury or malpractice kind of a firm step up to that one. And that could be a huge possible litigation. But these big pharmaceutical companies, Wall Street hasn't factored it in terms of the valuation, but I think they should start thinking about it, because these big pharmaceutical companies, I think the long run could pay a heavy, heavy price for their momentary short-term greed that they exhibited during the COVID vaccine distribution.
Yeah, you're such an optimist. Momentary. I'm sorry. These guys have known this stuff for years. I mean, RFK Jr., I won't say I've been following him for years, but I have been to a degree of, you know, when he comes out with certain things. I had one of his partners on with me to talk about vaccines, and he talked about child vaccines and how, they're not really tested the way they should be tested and the things that have arisen from them, and nobody pushes back on them. Anyway, got to go for a break. Be back in a minute. Don't go far, people. A lot more coming up on the Joe Mazzini.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Okay, I'm talking funny because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. Call 800-504-8356. 800-504-8356. That's 800-504-8356.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. Prosecution in the trial of the former school resource officer in the 2018 Parkland school shooting is resting in the case.
They argued that despite law enforcement experience and active shooter training, Scott Peterson failed to respond in the Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School incident. Instead, they accused him of taking cover for over 45 minutes during the shooting. 17 people were killed. I'm Lisa Taylor.
Defense attorneys attempting to paint the entire incident as chaotic. House Republicans have failed to overturn President Biden's veto of the Congressional Review Act. The legislation would have ended Biden's student loan forgiveness plan It passed in the House and Senate earlier this year before the president vetoed it. Biden's student debt relief plan now faces the Supreme Court. Tropical storm Brett strengthening, taking aim at the Caribbean now. It's forecast to reach the Lesser Antilles on Thursday. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
So far, this show has been awfully slow.
Except for the one I saw you do last Thursday.
When we were coming over here tonight, I was a little concerned about his driving. The minute he got to the wheel, I was worried. The left rear wheel he was on.
I look around the room and I realize now, aside from Clint Eastwood, I'm the biggest name here.
And now, the professor of political incorrectness, the naysayer of nonsense, the cure for Democrat dementia, here's Joe Messina.
We are back. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5566. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us again on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, simply and truly being part of the conversation. Brad Dankus joins us from founder of Pacific Justice Institute. Always appreciate his time with us. And Brad, I always appreciate your time. I always learn so much from you, frankly, and knowing that there's somebody out there willing to protect us, you know?
Well, thank you. We've got a great team at PJI with 31 offices coast to coast all across the country, making sure that everyone's getting help and no one left on the side of the road. So we've got a great team, and they make my job a lot easier.
Well, let me ask you, you started to bring it up before. We were talking about the vaccines, people, and the heart issues that young people are having, the vaccinated young people, not the unvaccinated. You know, a lot of people lost their jobs, people got thrown out of the military and more. Are you going to be able to help with any of that? Are any of them going to be able to get their jobs back?
Well, yeah, we're suing all over the country for thousands of them to get their jobs back. Just one lawsuit against San Francisco, we've got 1,000 employees who were fired. And we're suing to get their jobs back. So,
wow.
Yeah, we're doing that. What we find is really crazy. And I talked to one of our attorneys today out of Arizona, our Arizona office, and he said, and I hear this over and over again, where employers, you know, for example, say like a hospital, they're wanting to hire nurses because they have a shortage of nurses. Well, those nurses that were fired, you know, they want their jobs back. And the HR, who are often the very eccentric, you know, vax cultists, I call them, you know, they say, no, we can't hire you because you weren't vaccinated. But the problem is the new ones they're hiring are not vaccinated.
Oh, so you're going to have a field day with this, right?
Oh, these are great lawsuits. We're going to clean their clock, and hospitals, companies, corporations that have these kind of radical HR departments that don't know how to use their cranium, gray matter, to logically look at what they're doing, they're going to pay a big price because there is no justification for them not to rehire those people who had religious objections to taking the vaccine and were wrongfully fired and now they're going to wrongfully not hire them, rehire them, they're going to get swatted coming in and going out by the time we're done with our litigation. And, you know, that's like I said, it's one thing for people to be, you know, somewhat assured of and pleased with, is that it's not like this, all this injustice is happening without being noticed and being acted on. We've noticed it. We're acting on it from day one, and we're very confident at the end of the day we're going to have some very powerful victories and settlements for a lot of people who've been hurt, and hopefully there'll be a major lesson learned across the country and never do this again.
Well, for some of these people, right, you know, they were financially hurt, so hopefully you'll be able to get them some, you know, financial restitution, if you would. And the same thing with the military people. You're going to be able to get
– right.
Will they get any financial restitution for what happened?
Yes.
Oh,
yeah,
good.
The military is interesting. So, you know, they were we represented about 700 people in the military through our military, our office out of Philadelphia mostly. It's our military expert, military law expert, attorney Karen White. He's been heading those up. And we at Pacific Justice Institute believe that, that at the end of the day, that I think they will get their jobs back, those who want their jobs back. Many of them are actually reassessing the military with all the radical, you know, leftist LGBTQ woke garbage that's now being crammed down their throats. You know, I know a number of them are saying, forget it. This isn't the America. This isn't the Army military that I signed up for. And they're being treated like second-class citizens already because of their faith in other ways. But others will, you know, will want their jobs back. At any rate, they should be, they should receive the compensation that they would have gotten had they not been booted out of the military, booted out of the National Guard. They should, you know, be able to receive that, and that's just fair compensation. And that number is going to be, you know, quite a large number, we believe, at the end of the day, given the number that Secretary of Defense Austin under the Biden administration has so cold-heartedly and just flippantly just purged from the military. He's gonna face his day, you know. I don't believe he's gonna be. We have to wait for him to pass away and face the Lord. I think he's gonna face it long before them here on planet Earth.
Wow, you know, some of these people, it's just amazing. I mean, and again, you guys like Fauci, you know, pure, unadulterated evil. That's the only thing I have to say about it. You know, seriously. All right. There's a case coming up in front of the Supreme Court about a postal worker who refused to work Sundays. Why don't you tell people about it, where that's headed?
Yeah, this is a real important case, and we at Pacific Justice Institute, we have weighed in on this case. It's a case, you know, dealing with this postal worker. He's been working for the U.S. Postal Service for years now, and you know, he's been putting a lot of time in. He's wanting to vest for retirement. He went to work for the Postal Service because going to church is important to him. Honoring Sunday as Sabbath is very, very important to him, and as according to his religious beliefs as a Christian, and that's just real strong to him and his family. So that's why he chose to work for the Postal Service, because of his priorities and religious convictions. Well, then, what does the Postal Service do? Years later, they say, oh, you know, we're signing a contract here with another third-party company, so you have to come in and work on Sundays. He said, well, no, I can't. That's why I'm working for the U.S. Postal Service. You're suddenly changing the rules here midstream. I can't do that. I'll work on Saturdays, other days, not on Sunday. They said, well, we're not going to accommodate you. So, you know, Title VII, Federal Civil Rights Statute, requires the government and others to reasonably accommodate the sincerely held religious beliefs of employees, absent an undue burden or hardship. He's got a great case. It's now pending before the United States Supreme Court. Challenging this action brought against him and the termination of employment. And I believe that the Supreme Court, in a matter of days, is going to come down with this decision, and it's going to be, I believe, a very favorable one for this postal worker. And when it happens, this is what's so important, Joe, is when it happens, it's going to potentially set great case law, making it much more difficult for employers to justify not accommodating employees and firing employees who have sincere religious objections and are people of faith, and it's going to have a major windfall for many, many of our cases, probably most of our cases that we now have pending in litigation for people who've been fired because of their faith. So it's going to be we're watching for it very carefully, And it could be a major game changer and expediter for that much of our litigation dealing with these issues.
But how do you prove a sincere religious belief? How does one prove that to a judge?
Yeah. Well, because you're right. They have the burden of proof. The plaintiff, the employee has to prove that. And what they will often do, and what we advise them to do, is put in writing from the get-go with the employer, stating in writing what your religious beliefs are, quote the scripture, quote your testimony, your walk with God, and just the whole enchilada, if you will, with regard to their faith and as it applies to this issue and their history and the beliefs and the scriptures, and just spell it out. And if it makes any kind of coherent sense at all, judges are to presume that it's correct, absent some other evidence, to the contrary. Like, for example, if this postal worker was discovered actually was working on Sundays at another company, doing some, side job, well, okay, well, then that's evidence that he wasn't really sincere. But that's not the case here. There's no evidence that he's saying that he's insincere. It's all he's got it well, very clear. It's indisputable. He's also lived his faith. People know he's practiced his faith. It's not like he's a self-professing, say, atheist who suddenly, at midnight before the deadline, suddenly had a religious conversion and said, "Oh yes, I'm now religious." So there are times, and I've had situations where there was a gentleman who said that you can't work on Saturday because, that's the Jewish Sabbath. Can't work on Sunday either. That's the Christian Sabbath. And he wants to be respectful of both. And he has religious. I said, buddy, look, that's not going to fly.
All right, we're going to go for a quick break. Be back in a few minutes, people. Don't go far. A lot more coming up on the Joe Messina Show.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is a process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNLive.com. That's advertise at GCNLive.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at GCNfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to GCNfood.com. GCNfood.com.
The thoughts of others screech at them like the forced laughs of a billion art house movie patrons.
Thus, they travel from world to world, making everyone stupid in order to wipe out all thought in the universe.
My God, they're like flying television!
We are back. Joe Mancini, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855 Road Joe. 855-732-5566. Let's get back at it. Brad Dacus joins me from Pacific Justice Institute. Always appreciate his time with me. Now, Brad, before we get rolling, again, tell people about PJI.org and how they can help you, how they can donate, how they can help out, period.
Oh, you bet. We certainly need it. We have so much going on, so many cases, over 180 cases in active litigation.
No.
If they want to support our work, or they want to get our e-newsletter updates on our many cases that they're not going to find, hear about it in the news, they can just go to our website, all without charge. They can go to our website, pji.org. And I tell you, Joe, as you know, we've got real empowering information there. You know, an article on how to protect your kids from being taken by social workers. Every family in America should download that article called 12 Steps to Protect Your Children from CPS. You know, other information empowering workers, people in the workplace, institutions of faith. There's just so much, you know, your free speech rights on college campus, et cetera. So we get a lot of great resources. And of course, you know, they can also contact us if they need help. We never charge for our work ever at PJI, and we're all across the country. And there's no reason people shouldn't contact us immediately if they have any concerns going on in religious freedom, parental rights, or the sanctity of human life.
All right, so let's talk about some of these, because I always get pushback on some of these things we discuss where the court or a court has ruled in a certain way about something. When it comes to, like, the transgender issues, okay, or you know, we'll just talk about the transgender issues right now. You're seeing more and more issues coming up where these kids are suffering from medical, you know, medical issues now because they've gone through the transition way too early. You're seeing kids now come out as young as 15 years old or were transitioned at 15 by some of these hospitals and other places, and now they're suffering terribly medically. European hospitals and clinics are shutting this process down. They're not allowing it anymore. Will that at some point in time give you the teeth, the ammunition you need to start going after these hospitals and doctors?
Yes, it is growing. The evidence of growing in terms of the harm, the dangers, the statistics of the final outcome to children who are pushed into having these body parts cut off and injected with hormones. It's tragic. The survival rate is worse than if a minor had a tumor. Their survival rate is higher if they have a cancerous tumor than surviving past the age of 30 if they go through this process as a minor. So the stats are there. The studies are there. The international countries are weighing in. Developed countries all throughout Europe is saying, halt it, stop it, this is insane. And really the United States is practically standing alone as probably the last kid to leave the party, so to speak, and in terms of still not only allowing it but encouraging it and supporting it. You know, the President Biden has been unremorseful. He's still, you know, in his administration, still pushing this, encouraging it, threatening states that want to protect children the way they're protecting children in Europe. It's a tragedy, but the momentum is definitely on the side of the children and protecting the children, and I think that will be reflected hopefully in the next election.
Oh, my optimistic friend! you just seeing more and more. I think what was it in Virginia just yesterday? They lost another representative who was pro-life to a pro-abortion representative, and some of the problems that we're having is the younger people, the younger kids, see abortion as a boomer issue, not as a life issue, and so it's becoming a real problem. And again, with the education system having total control over some of these things, it's extremely hard to move that needle. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, but the trend line
not impossible, but just hard.
The trend line is still. Positively moving in the right direction in terms of the pro-life issue. On state after state is passing legislation, providing limitations. You know, when there's a heartbeat or when there's pain and brainwave activity. I mean, just very reasonable legislative measures, very logical, rational, moral legislation that. That mimics actually what they have in Europe. Europe doesn't have abortion to the day before the baby's born for any reason. You can just kill the child without even pain medicine, just torture some death. That's what we have in California. They don't have that in Europe. So I believe the trend line internationally is for much more humane, reasonable policies that do not have the free slaughter or torturesome slaughter of preborn babies like we have in states like California and that are being pushed by the Democrat Party.
Oh, and they're petrified to bring it into biology class because campusreform.org, if you head over there, they have lots of videos. And a lot of the video or many videos are about them showing or asking young ladies on college campuses what they think about, abortion. Should abortion be a right? And every one of them say yes. Yeah, it should be a right. You shouldn't touch it. It shouldn't have anything to do with it. And I said, well, let me show you a short video of what an abortion actually does, what it's really all about. And after they see it, you pretty much unanimously, they all say, well, I'm going to have to rethink this. I did not know it was that. You know what I'm saying? Whole different angle.
They're all lied to by Planned Parenthood and their coverts to say, oh, it's just a blob of cells.
Mm-hmm.
It's just a blob of cells. It's not just a blob of cells. It's a little tiny baby.
Yep.
And often with a heartbeat early on. So, the truth is can be very compelling, and that's I think it's also going to continue to move in the right direction. I mean, the Biden administration and the FBI, et cetera, have tried to silence truth, prevent information through Facebook, et cetera, and their powers have been abusive powers. But, you know, we've got Twitter, and I believe we're going to have more and more, you know, different platforms for information to get out, and truth is powerful once it gets out and it's getting out.
Mm-hmm. Totally agree with you. All right. We've got this one you can sink your teeth into. A school district out of Washington State has decided that it's refusing to allow students to opt out of LGBT pride curriculum and activities. Now, the district offers pride-related lessons in schools as part of its Journey Towards Gender-Inclusive School curriculum. And students who have been skipping the lessons, getting in trouble for that. They've also trying to opt out, but the Olympic School District won't let them do it. Are there you know, rights being infringed upon here, or what?
Yeah, I would contend that they are. And this is non-academic instruction. The New York Supreme Court made a clear distinction between those two. Now, mind you, that was the New York Supreme Court based on the New York State Constitution. But the same principle, I think, applies. And I think there's some great case law can be made here if we get up for the Supreme Court. Those families should contact Pacific Justice Institute immediately, pji.org. We have two offices in Washington State, and we stand ready to go to bat for them, those parents and those students. Students shouldn't do it alone. They should have their parents backing them, making the request, and we'll be happy to work with the parents on in doing that.
Well, let me ask you a pseudo company personal question, if you would. You know, people have asked me the same thing. It's like, yeah, are you totally driven by donation, or can you recoup damages or fees or costs when you win these cases?
We can redeem costs from the losing side, the bad guys, if you will, and attorney
bad
fees.
Guys. I like that. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, they are. Everyone on the other side, they're all bad guys. That's why we do what we do.
Yep.
And you know, and so the point is, yeah, they can. They have to be compensated, but oftentimes matters get settled, and you know, and sometimes depending on the issue, the damages are very limited or scant, and the attorney fees can be very limited in the settlement process. We've always put our client first, and that's what we do. But that is a definite possibility. It's not a requirement for us to do what we do. Most of our funding comes from moms and dads, grandmas and grandpas. That believe in our work, and that's how we've grown. And the grace of God calling them to be a part and get, you know, get out of the stadium, get on the field, and join them with us in the fight, and it's making a real difference. But we do have those victories that come at times, and have definitely been a help as well. But it's not the primary.
Well, the other thing too, though, is people have to realize: it's not cheap to go to court. Number one, when you go to the Supreme Court, you're talking about $500,000. By the time you get done with all the work and getting there and everything else. And, you know, it's not something you easily recoup. So people have to understand organizations like yours, for you to continue to do what you're doing, you need help, financial help and whatever else. So anyway, appreciate the stuff that you're doing. PJI.org, people, check them out. PJI.org, Brad Dinkus, God bless for what you're doing. Keep up the fight. I mean, we're going to win this thing. It may take a bit, but we will win this thing. All right, people. You know what? We're done. Go relax. Grab a hot cup of coffee. I'll be back with you tomorrow.